As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's a hot board. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines. A lot to get to today, including a great prize to give away. We'll have Vic Fangio coming up for a press conference at noon. Devin later in the show. Phil's back in action tonight. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
And we're rolling.
It's Tuesday.
I thought it was Tuesday yesterday.
Well, I'm back on track.
Okay.
Back on track. How you doing?
Good. How are you? You got anything for us?
No, that's it. I'm just, you know, I had some things, but I was like,
Threw them off. Some,
well, it yeah, and then sometimes there's certain things you want to say you might not be ready. The crowd might not be ready to consume it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, man.
Are you talking about the YouTube audience for your shirt today? As Hawaiian Hugh has arrived.
Wait a minute. Well, you clowning my shirt already?
I know.
First
I like it.
All,
I like the shirt.
This is the shirt from the Bryant Dolphins Impact Golf Outing.
It's a little brighter than you usually show us
in
the morning.
Well, because I'm dark and the color tends to show.
I didn't say that.
A darker canvas. I mean, I said it. So it was. I didn't get a chance to wear it yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I got my shirt. I'm gonna wear it today.
It's a nice shirt.
Yeah, and you know what? It got a hat to come with it.
Oh, where's that?
I didn't want to wear that.
Okay.
I'm probably wear that hat later on. But I got two shirts.
Yep.
Two hats. Like, and I was thinking, I need to do more golf stuff.
Because you got something free yesterday? I mean, like, we all could see right through this.
Yeah. It was a nice day.
We had a great time yesterday.
It was some nice shirts. Got a chance to fellowship with some of the guys and everything. It was cool.
Yeah, it was a great day yesterday at the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing, and we appreciate him being on with us yesterday, and the whole atmosphere was awesome. And we're back in studio today. Hugh, you mentioned a second chance or second time, right? You got two shirts yesterday.
Yes.
And you know what we get to do here in 2025? We get a second year of watching Saquon Barkley in an Eagles uniform. We know he's the Madden cover guy. Saquon on the Madden cover this year, and obviously well-earned. He was the best player in pro football last season, and an incredible, just, you know, he was the driving force.
He was the straw that stirred the drink.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's interesting, as we've talked about Saquon this offseason, because last year we know how great he was. We know what he did. We know what he provided. He was the best player, and he just week in, week out, dominated the sport and was the biggest reason why the Eagles were such a great football team. And yet every time his name comes up this offseason, there seems to be this, like, I don't know, assumption or thought or feeling that he's not going to be quite as great. And that certainly could be true, right? He had a lot of touches last year, and I'm not sitting here saying I expect Saquon Barkley to have as great of a season, like dot for dot, yard for yard, all that. I'm not expecting that. But here's what I do believe. I still believe the Eagles need the 2024 version of Saquon, the best version of Saquon. You know, the all-pro, dominant, best running back in the NFL version of Saquon to be a great football team this season. Because, Hugh, they've lost a lot on defense, and they have a new coordinator. And here's what I need. I need Saquon to be the constant he was last year. Then everything flows off of that. Here we are a couple months away from the start of the season. Saquon's the Madden cover guy. He's enjoyed his offseason. Do you think the Eagles need last year's version of Saquon to be great again?
Nah, And they're not going to get last year's version of Saquon.
See?
And I say that with all due respect. And with that being said, I'm going to go into story time a little bit because I got to tell y'all a little story that's give you a little context of how these things work.
Okay.
Okay. My first year in the NFL, I was defensive rookie on rookie of the year on a bad team. And I remember going home in that first offseason with that accolade. And you got to remember, coming from a small school, 16th overall pick, and all the guys went before me to have that honor, that was a pretty big deal.
Of course.
Pretty big deal. I remember going home, Joe, and I'll never forget it like it was yesterday. I was in front of the Kroger, and I remember she was walking out the store. Her name was Carla Stokes. I talked about Dr. Carla last week. I remember what she had on, Joe. She had on some leather pants and a white top.
Boy, this memory's vivid.
Listen, I don't remember a whole lot, but I remember when I met Carla, and she had the prettiest brown skin that I had ever seen on a woman. And I remember chasing her down the street. And for the next 5 or 6 months, whining and dining, trying to, you know, date Miss Carla Stokes. So I go back to New York. And who was it at the time? Rich Kotite. See me, and he's like, oh, my God, you're fat as hell. What have you been doing? Like, what have you been doing in the offseason? Look at your ass. I'd never forget the comment. So he's like, oh, my God. I couldn't leave. And I had to stay there in New York and get myself back in shape. Now, Saquon is nowhere near out of shape, but Saquon just won the Super Bowl. Saquon has all these different accolades that is being bestowed upon him that he would never have fathomed of having if he was a New York Giant. Now, Saquon's a hard worker, man, but it's human nature to sit back and revel in the success that you earn.
Sure,
you
sure.
earn that success.
Yeah, that's human nature. I agree.
And Saquon is working. He's working out, but I guarantee you, because it's hard to do, especially when you're being pulled in so many different directions now. It's not going to be the same as it was last year. Not saying that he's going to go out there and stink. Not saying that. But it's going to be hard to duplicate the season that he had last year because your motivation was different last year. You know, you got disrespected on television. You know, a lot of people were talking about, and I remember this vividly, Giants fans were talking, oh, well, you got him. He's a pretty good player, but he's going to be hurt. That was a conversation I remember having. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and shout out to the Giants fans because I know y'all sick to see the oversaturation of Saquon Barkley as an Eagle and the success that he's had.
Madden cover.
Even though, you know, he was in New York, number one media capital in the world, he's here in Philadelphia on top of cheesesteak buildings, jumping backwards. Like, y'all have to be sick in the stomach. So I just wanted to give y'all a little bit of shout-out this morning because I know you can't be feeling
so
good.
So I know you
woke
don't.
Up sick.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I know you don't think he's going to be quite that version, but do they need that version?
I don't think so because I feel like this. And if you talk to anybody that has played the game and has won at that level, which I haven't, but I know every year you have to evolve and adapt and change. You have to evolve and adapt and change. I just said it. You can't be the same team. The same formula that worked for you last year is not going to work this year. And there's too many examples of that for it to be the case. Look at the Patriots and the way they would win Super Bowls after a while. They basically changed a little bit. You know, they were still Tom Brady focused, but it changed. Look at the Patrick Mahomes teams. And we've made a big deal about the fact that, you know, there's been some years where when Tyreek Hill wasn't there, it was more of a Travis Kelce team.
Sure.
But then it became more of a defensive squad. So you go into every year knowing that there is some wrinkles or some changes that you have to make in order to have success. Because every team that you beat and every team that you're going to face is going to watch that film of your success from the previous year. And they're going to make sure that you don't have some of the same plays that were at your disposal that you had the last time you tried to do this.
Look, I get that. And I'm sure the Eagles are going to evolve. They have a new coordinator. There's going to be some new wrinkles. But I still think they need that versus Saquon. Here's the way I view this. We've seen the Eagles with Jalen Hurts for four seasons as a starter. Mm-hmm. Four and a half, five, if you want to include a 2020. But he barely played. It was just the end of the season. So we've had four versions of the Eagles with Jalen Hurts from start to finish. It's obvious to me how this works and how it doesn't. When they asked Jalen Hurts to be a decision maker and a winner and a runner and a thrower, at times they win. when they put it all on Jalen Hurts, they're not a championship team. They're just, they haven't been. That's not the formula the Eagles have used to get to two Super Bowls with Jalen Hurts. They've used the running game. That's how they've gotten to the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. 2 out of 4 years. Defense and the running game. And last year was the best Eagles team we've ever seen. There seems to be like this, I don't know, this like need to change or want to change this. I don't want to change anything.
But you have to.
No,
though.
I don't. I'm not sure about that.
It's inevitable.
Well, no, but there are some examples of not. Like, let me go back to this. 97, 98 Broncos. That team ran on Terrell Davis. And in 1997, he had the most touches in the NFL. And guess what he did in 1998? He ran for 2,000 yards. Special players sometimes could have special runs. I'm done doubting Saquon. I'm done. I remember last year we had a take funeral for my take that it wouldn't make much of a difference. I'm not in the business anymore of doubting Saquon Barkley. I know he's had an offseason where he's everywhere, Madden cover, cheesesteaks, he's everywhere. And, you know, he's playing golf. He's doing everything this offseason. And it's great. And he should enjoy his offseason. He's doing everything. But I expect and I need Saquon to be great again. I mean,
he's going to be great. He ain't going to be.
I'm not doubting him. I'm done doubting Saquon.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's not doubting him.
No, you're doubting him. I mean, I could hear it.
It's not.
You talked about when you were chasing Carlos Stokes. That's doubting him. I am expecting and needing a great Saquon.
You know what? There's a truism on the show. No matter how I try to set up these things and give you great, I think I give great clues, by the way.
I mean, but can I?
I think I give awesome. Well,
somebody said yesterday was the best. Your clues were in a long time.
It was very good yesterday.
I give great clues all the time.
But just because you got chunky chasing Carlos Stokes doesn't mean Saquon Barkley's not going to be great this year.
No, that's
not. Doesn't mean it.
You completely missed the point.
No, I understand it's hard to stay at that level, but special players, and I'm not taking a knock on you, special players.
He's a special player.
Can do that. Terrell Davis did it.
He's human.
He is human. But also, here's why I need it. Now, whether or not he can do it, that's part of it. I need it because I've watched the Eagles be great twice with Jalen, and he's not the driving force of that. Now, in 2022, he was. Last year, he was not. I need them to be with a young defense to run the football at an exceptional level. I also go back to this, and I've made this comp a lot. This Eagles team with Jalen reminds me of what the Seahawks were at Russell Wilson, right? Mm-hmm. I've said that a lot of times, and it's a compliment. I mean, young Russell was a tremendous winner. But as time went on, you know what happened? The running game fell off. Marshawn Lynch got old. And they asked Russell, you got to throw it more. And Russell did it, and he put up better numbers, but they didn't win as much. They were a championship team only one way in Seattle, and that was with running the football, and then Russell Wilson would be the secondary part of that. If we're flipping this around, guys, not going to work with a young defense.
See, this is where I think this is why I'm here to help Eagles fans, because I think that you look at or you hear me saying what I'm saying, and you're thinking that I'm trying to diminish his contribution. I'm not doing that. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is this, that if put it in simplest terms I can put them in. If I'm playing the Philadelphia Eagles the first game of the year, the first thing I am stopping is the run game.
Absolutely.
That is my goal. Now, with that being said, I'm not going to keep trying to run the ball against an 8 or 9 man box knowing.
They did last year a lot.
Yeah, they did last year a lot, but my quarterback, that's where my quarterback and my receivers need to come in, because the only way you're going to get Saquon the relief and get him to be that guy that you need him to be, you're going to have to throw the ball to get those teams out of that 8 man to 9 man box. You're going to have to get them to start to play coverage more and loosen up front. So if you go into the game thinking now, and there are going to be some teams that because of the way they're built that you're going to be able to do that with, Joe, like you talking about, we did it last year, but there are going to be teams that are bigger up front, like the Jacksonville Jaguars, that if they start bringing that linebacker up and that safety up in the box, it's going to be harder to run the ball. So you have to be smarter. And if I know that going into this season, that your biggest weapon or your biggest asset is your running back, I'm not about to let you run all over the place.
I know, but last year every team knew that, and they until the Super Bowl, nobody stopped Saquon. It was our bread and butter. We used the run game to do everything. There seems to be a sense, and I feel it from you and a lot of people, that we have to change everything. I don't want to change the formula. Saquon yesterday said something that stuck with me. He said, "Look, we know the recipe. We got to stick to it." Here's Saquon yesterday talking about the formula to win.
We can't skip any steps to get to where we want to get to, and last OTAs, it was the same thing. And we already know how training camp's going to be, and we know how it's going to be during the season. Like I said, we know the recipe, and we just got to try to stick to it. And a little bit of luck when, you know, that comes in with staying healthy. If we do that with the talent that we have and the coaches that we have, we're going to be in a good position.
I know the recipe, too, and that's Jalen Hurts is a winning quarterback and a good one. But when he's asked to carry the load and throw the football 30-plus times a game, they're not a championship team. It's the same thing as Russell Wilson was in Seattle. We have Saquon. If he falls off a cliff, I'll deal with it when he falls off a cliff, but I'm not expecting it, and I want to keep handing him the football. He is a special all-time kind of player with a great offensive line in front of him. Keep running. I want to put my foot on the gas to do exactly what we did last year.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to do
that. Sure, why not?
Because
until someone stops, I'm going to do it over and over again. The Broncos did it 2 years in a row. Like, why can't we? The Seahawks did it 2 years in a row.
Okay.
Same thing.
You're talking about, okay, we are just now getting the resurgence this year, well, last year, of the running back.
Yeah.
And the importance of that position.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a time and an era where you had the Marshawn Lynches.
Just 10 years ago.
You had the Terrell Davises.
And that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and then you look at how far the running backs have fallen since then.
Right, but this is a throwback.
It is a throwback, Joe, and you're going to try to run the ball, but to the volume that he ran it last year, that's not going
to
happen.
Well, that's what I want. I think they need to. 215-592-9494. Now, A.J. Brown, earlier this offseason, it seemed like he knew we were going to have this conversation. In fact, I'm sure he wants to have this conversation. AJ thinks, yeah, they got to make drastic changes to what they do in the offense.
You know, we don't know who's going to be the OC yet, but, you know, there's definitely going to be some changes. You know, we have to change. You know, we just won. You know, everybody has the film on us.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
We got to adapt, you know. So, we're not afraid of that. We've been doing that each and every year, but, you know, this time it may have to be a little more drastically, you know, but. You know, it's a part of the game. It's a part. That's what we do it for.
So he said that right before they had hired Petula, right? The idea.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised he wants to change it drastically. He didn't get the ball much last year. I'm not surprised said that.
And see, he's guilty by association and by what some of the stuff he said. But he's not lying. He's not lying. And that's the thing that I'm trying to get you to understand a little bit is that you go into the year. We used to go into the year when Jim was the defense coordinator. We used to go into OTAs. And we used to go over the plays that we were beat on last year in the division.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is say, okay, this week is Giants week. And we're going to go over all the plays like the counter gap pass and all the other stuff that we got beat on. And we would work on our run fits. We would work on our coverages on the back end so that we realize that we won't get beat like that anymore. Teams are doing the same thing with us because, number one, first and foremost, you build your team to get out of the division. So when you look at the teams that are around us, say take the Giants, for example. We had a tough sled in running the ball against the Giants because of their front and the way that they're built up front. So they know that our biggest asset and the one thing that we didn't want to do, and we struggled with them a little bit up there, is let Jalen throw the football now. Jalen's become a much better passer since then. So Jalen has to take that first step. I'm not saying that Jalen has to go, and I think that's what everybody hears. I'm not saying you go into a game and all of a sudden you're going passing 80-20, 80% passing, 20% run the ball. But you have to be efficient enough in your passing game so that you can get people out of those coverages. Perfect example, in the Super Bowl. Spags in the Super Bowl said, damn it, Saquon's not about to beat us. He said that, and he paid for it because they committed all their resources early in that game to stopping the run.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they found out that Jalen was throwing the ball all over the schoolyard, it was too late. Now you try to adjust. Now Saquon's running the ball down your throat.
So look, that was one game, and it was special, and it was awesome. I guess this is the way I'll frame it. Last year, they tried something the first four games, and they were adaptable enough to fix it because it didn't work. I want to try it again. I want to run the football. I want to do the same thing they did last year. And if the league shows that it's stopping Saquon and he's not the same player, all right, then I got Jalen Hurts, I got A.J. Brown, Devontae, I'll start throwing it more. But I'm just telling you, week one, I don't want to see them come out throwing. Run the football, protect a young defense, and use the formula that got the Eagles to 2 Super Bowls in 4 years and created the best Eagles team I've ever seen last year. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need last year's version of Saquon to be great again? Kyle, what are you feeling as Saquon is the Madden cover guy?
So I've sort of mentally prepared myself for less of a 2,000-yard Saquon season and more of a 23 DeAndre Swift, 22 Miles Sanders type season.
Okay.
from Saquon next year. And that's not a bad thing.
I'm rubbing off on Kyle.
I've been preparing for this for a while. It's just the history of running backs that get as many touches as Saquon did last season.
I'm starting to reach the young.
Well, Hugh did play football, Joe. I'm not sure if you knew this. Yeah. And he was wise beyond his years.
Yeah, because he chased Carlos Stokes and ate too much in an offseason. I'm supposed to listen.
He knows. Hugh has experience in this kind of thing.
That sounds about right. But offseason
and defense is a luxury, as we know. So, I think the biggest thing that the Eagles need next season, if they're going to be great again, is for Jalen Hurts to take that jump into what everybody says that he is over these last few weeks when we did the tier list. If Jalen's an elite tier quarterback next year,
like elite tier quarterback,
and if he plays like he did in the championship and in the Super Bowl, then the Eagles are going to be great again. Like, I think the biggest difference is because the Eagles have been a great running team for a while now. Even 22, they were a great running team. 23, great running team. Even 21, they were a great running team. The difference now is that they won the Super Bowl. So this is now the number one thing that teams are going to go into this season when they game plan against the Eagles. Like, they're going to be looking at how do we stop Saquon. And I think something that we're all kind of ignoring because we kicked the Chiefs' ass was that the Chiefs were able to do it. Like,
they were. One else was.
Right. But it does make me think that Spagnuolo might have put something out there. You know, we talked about the blueprint for Jalen in 2023. Maybe the blueprint is now how to stop or mitigate how much Saquon's running all over you. And, like, I think the defense is probably not going to be number one again. And you have A.J. Brown. You have Devontae Smith. Goddard's back. It's time for Jalen Hurts to let loose and be that elite-tier quarterback that everybody thinks he is. I'm not 100% certain that he'll be able to do it, but I think that's the number one thing the Eagles need if they're going to be great again.
You guys are wild. We have the best running back in the sport. We do have the best running back in the sport. We have the best offensive line, and you guys want to rear back and throw it more? No, I want and need Saquon to be great again. Chris in Middletown, what's up, Chris?
Happy quad day, man.
Chris, how are we doing today?
Joe. God bless you, Joe. I mean, you're
someone
like
around here has got to spit truth because these guys are. I mean, I got Hugh reminiscing about when he first saw Carlos Stokes coming out of Kroger. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I told you that story.
again, Joe, you're the only brave person. There's a little bit of water and rain, and Hugh's already knocking old ladies down and running for the hills. And you know, he's got Kyle running with him. He's like Kyle's holding on to like Hugh's shirt, and he's like on his back, anyway, guys. Let me translate some things, though, that Hugh said, because I do speak Douglas, all right? So let me translate Douglas to English, all right? Hugh doesn't want to say Saquon needs to be a major part again, because that's admitting last year's game plan gives them the best chance of winning again. And the game plan, Joe, you rightly have said, is run the ball. The quarterback doesn't turn over the ball and play great defense because defense matters. And that's at the root of Mr. Douglas's Douglas today because he doesn't want to admit that defense matters.
He wants to get in shootouts. This is all a ruse to justify his take. I hear the same thing you do.
Yes. I mean, we know Hugh's quick to apologize and admit fault. So, you know, I mean,
that sounds like me.
That sounds exactly like you. So, guys, you know what? This nonsense of a conversation, and Kyle's trying to talk about, like, you know, all these other running backs, and he's combining them because he's, like, I don't know what he's doing here. Like, he's going to, like, you know, do some crossbreeding or something. Saquon's just different, okay? You know, Hugh saying, you know, hey, they're going to try to talk to stop him, and they're going to load up on him, and, you know, this is what they're going to do because they know that that's the model. Newsflash, guys, everybody that plays against Saquon Barkley since Saquon Barkley entered the league, he's always their primary focus. And on the Eagles last year, what do you think every single defense, especially going down the stretch, the second half of the season and the postseason's number one priority was? Stop Saquon and make Jalen beat you.
Well, I mean, Chris, I go back to the Rams game. They loaded the box, and he ran for two huge touchdowns against it. Yeah, I mean, it didn't matter.
Yes.
They all these teams put eight in the box.
Because he's different. And you know how I know he's different? How many players have I ever seen in my now 48 years of life on this earth? I've never seen somebody reverse hurdle a man.
Never.
I've never seen this guy do what
that's why he's on
does.
The Madden cover. I mean, you guys forget that.
He's on the Madden cover. Don't be talking on me now, Douglas. And I got something for you, okay? You know what? Because Saquon's different. We're going to run the ball and play
defense.
I knew
defense
that.
Defense man is Douglas.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. I thought he was going to spell different. I thought he might trip up on that one. 215-592-9494. All right, I think the Eagles need last year's version of Saquon to be great again this year. Again, that doesn't have to be that many yards in particular, but I think they need a great all-pro season out of Saquon to be a great football team again. Hugh disagrees, citing when he got chunky in 1995. Kyle over here wants to throw the football more. What's going on? We'll get to Hugh's clues after we hear about what people are saying are one of Hugh's best yesterday. People really are complimenting your clues yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and this I thought it was a good job. I thought it was a good Hugh's clues yesterday.
I do a good
yesterday.
Job every day, though. Y'all just starting to pay attention
well,
to
Well, that
what
means odds are today's going to be a dud.
The students.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Plus, Brian Dawkins with us yesterday talking about the biggest challenge and what it'll be for the Eagles this coming season. Your phone calls. Do the Eagles need Saquon to be great in 2025? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, you guys are trying to force change on me. I don't like the change. I don't want to change. I'm sorry. I want Saquon to run that football. I'm sorry. Listen, I doubted Saquon once. I'm not doing it ever again. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. JoJo. I didn't mean to cut off the song. I do like the song.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone
was disappointed.
I'm sorry. It's a great song. But you know what else is great? Saquon Barkley. And he can run and run again. You guys over here just want to throw the football willy-nilly, get into shootouts.
Throw the football willy-nilly.
Well, I'm trying to do what we did last year and win the Super Bowl running the football and playing and protecting a young defense along the way. Where do you come down? Do the Eagles need a great version of Saquon to be a great football team in 2025? All right, let's hear Saquon. And this was interesting, him talking about what he's been told, but you got to appreciate what you did last year.
The biggest thing for me would be with my mentor and trainer, Ryan Flaherty. He kind of told me that I need to take it all in. Like, I need to celebrate. I tend to, you know, try to move on things too quick. But, you know, I had to take a little bit of time to, you know, realize like what I had the year prior and just the goals and all the things that I had and the records I set. You got to appreciate that. You got to, you know, you got to take that in and celebrate with your family, your friends. And then once you do that, you can put it to bed and move on. So that's probably the biggest thing for me is just appreciating and realizing what you did. Now learn from it and try to get better.
Boy, that certainly sounds like Hugh Douglas chasing Dr. Carl out of Kroger. I mean, he's appreciating what he was last year. What did you make of that? Him being told, hey, don't move past last year. Really appreciate what you accomplished.
See, this is the thing that is hard for people to fathom is the career thus far that Saquon has had. Drafted high, playing in the number one sports media market in the world, New York, and he's getting more love now in one season.
Oh, by a lot.
Than he's ever gotten in his, what, 6 years in New York?
It was six there, and then he played, last year was his seventh year in the league, yeah.
None of us, even me, can't quantify what that feels like. Because to go, like, just think about it like this, Joe. You went from the number one media market where your brand and your name barely, I mean, he did well. I mean, I'm not trying to diminish what Saquon did in New York and anything like that.
A couple good seasons. A couple really good seasons, yeah.
But what he did here and the love that he's getting from this fan base is something that I would venture is probably comparable. I don't know because I've never went to a big school, so I don't know what it's like. I don't know what the Penn State fan base is like. But that's a lot. That's a lot. When you walk into buildings now, you know, running backs are different. People readily know running backs more than they know defensive linemen, anything like that. But he's I would venture to say right now, he's probably on Adrian Peterson level when Adrian was at the height of his game.
I agree. Maybe even more. He won the Super Bowl. Yeah, Adrian Peterson never even played
in
one.
Bowl. You're talking about a guy that's won a Super Bowl on a team that already had good name brand in the NFL, one of the legacy organizations in the NFL, you know. And to have all of that, it's only natural. I think we're setting him up for failure as a fan base.
Failure.
If – we expect
failure. He's the best player on the team.
If we are expecting the same kind of performance from Saquon that we got last year.
Look, I understand all the reasons why it's hard to project the same performance, right? I mean, like you mentioned, he's had a lot of carries, and I know the numbers on guys that have that many carries.
Yeah.
But I need it. Like, whether or not he can achieve it, we're going to find that out when they kick it off on September 4th. I think the Eagles need him to be great again. What concerns you more with Saquon? The mental, which is we just talked about, or the physical, the toll of last year into this year?
I think the mental. It's more for me mental. Because, like to your point, as a fan, and this is a truism, I'm going to take y'all behind the curtain just a little bit. Because we talk about this as former athletes, and we understand this. So it's not nothing that, you know, you sign up for and you're like, you're mad about. But no matter what heights and accolades you reach, you always know that people are expecting more from you.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon knows that. But his time is different. This is the same thing I tried to tell you when I was telling you about Jalen the year he got his money. Time is different. The focus, no matter how much you try to focus, is different because you're being pulled in so many different directions. Think about it like this. Think about, if you can, what Saquon Barkley's offseason was like last year as compared to this year. He didn't have a whole lot going on. Just got traded from the Giants. Well, left the Giants. Came here. Was humiliated on national television. Talked to any kind of way by the GM. And now the fan base up there is not believing in him. Oh, he got hurt all the time. Like I tell you, I was talking to Giants fan. Oh, you got a guy, he's hurt. So he's compartmentalizing all of that. And he's focusing solely on his comeback.
Mm-hmm.
For this year, the year that he just had. He goes out and right before our eyes becomes the focal point of this offense in the first game. Because we did come out and try to throw the football.
We did.
Because we didn't know. Yep. Like, look at it like this, people. Even though the Eagles got Saquon Barkley, they didn't know what they got. And what I mean by that is you knew he was a good running back, but you didn't know he was going to be this good.
I don't think anyone did. Nobody, not to that extent.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So now, because he was focused, he was hungry, he felt disrespected, like all of that. You went out. Like, you know how they say when you know, I'm on a mission? Mission accomplished. You did everything in one season that you, like, I don't even know if the Super Bowl was even on your radar, but you got that. Now you're on the cover of Madden.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Dude, your time is different.
It's a lot. He's been doing a lot.
I guarantee you, Joe, I guarantee you right now that if you asked his trainer how many workouts has Saquon missed because of engagements or something new he has to do, he's probably about 6-7 workouts missed.
I would hope the answer is zero.
Well, and then
that's what I want. Zero.
Even if that's the case, if it's zero, the workouts aren't as intense as they were when he from last year.
Perhaps. I mean, look, that I can't measure. Only he knows exactly that.
I mean, it's natural, man, because your time is different.
Yeah.
What you got going on is different. So,
look, I'm more concerned with the physical than the mental because it's a toll. But I do think sometimes we get caught up in like, hey, he had this many touches, he's going to fall off. I mean, sometimes it doesn't happen right away. Again, Terrell Davis led the league in touches the next year, he ran for 2,000 yards. Marshall Faulk, and there were some comps to when Marshall Faulk got, you know, moved from the Colts to the Rams to when Saquon came here. Marshall Faulk in 1999, when the Rams won the Super Bowl, led the NFL in yards from scrimmage. You know what he did the next year? He won the league MVP. Sometimes running backs have runs.
No, but
the Saquon might be just the beginning of his 2 or 3 year run of dominating.
And with both of those backs, you're talking about a different era when running backs really, really mattered. Saquon
matters to this team.
No, what I'm saying is you said Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk, yeah.
And Terrell Davis.
Yeah.
And both of those guys, when you talk about their accomplishments in the years that they had,
yep.
One year they ran the ball, but the next year they were more all-purpose yards.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah.
And they were factored in more into the passing game.
Listen, I understand that, but Marshall Faulk led the league in yards per game on the ground and in his second and third year with the Rams.
And I could almost guarantee you that when Marshall Faulk did that in the second year, Joe, it was more second half yards. Like in the second
Whatever.
Half. No, but what I'm saying is this, is you could have that, but you also have to evolve the passing game.
I get it. I'm just saying there's a sense that he might fall off, and
I'm not saying that.
Hold on.
But we're not sure. There's no reason he has to fall off this year.
Big thing we're ignoring.
What's that?
His health history before coming here.
Absolutely.
And Marshall Faulk, we're talking about a guy who missed three games in a total of, what, 4 or 5 years before he went
more
to the Rams
player.
And before he led the league in rushing yards. Marshall Faulk was healthy all the time. He played 16 games, like, every year. I mean, that's not Saquon Barkley.
Well, if he gets hurt, well, then we're screwed. I'm going to tell you right now. Like, they if he gets hurt, we're screwed.
I don't fully disagree with you. I just think the number one thing the Eagles need to do is have Jalen Hurts take another step forward, be one of those elite quarterbacks, do what he did in those last 2 games.
I'd love that. I'm not counting on that. I need Saquon to be great.
The fact that y'all sit here and you're trying to run Saquon into the ground tells me everything.
You guys wanted to do that last year. Y'all yelled at me when I said pull back.
No, because it was the formula. But now the quarterback has to evolve. He got to step up a
little bit. Yeah, but has to and will and believe it will happen are different
things. That's what we're having. That's the conversation we're having. Well, you don't believe in Jalen.
I don't believe they can win the Super Bowl if Jalen Hurts is the driving force all year. If you need me to say it very simply, I just did it. I don't believe they will be a dominant team.
So you don't believe in Jalen?
I do. I believe in Jalen as a winner. I believe in Jalen as a guy that manages the game and can win the game and can have a few good games here and there. I don't believe they could have... I watched it 2 years ago. 2 years ago, that he was the driving force of the offense, and they lost a lot of games.
Not the same.
It is. Why?
He has evolved.
I don't believe he has. No, okay. I think we said that after the Super Bowl, and then the next year he went out and regressed.
Yeah, but it's different now.
Why?
Because you have with age comes wisdom, Joe. And just like you saw how that Super Bowl game went, Spaz came out and did exactly what everybody thought he was going to do.
The same thing happened 2 Super Bowls ago, and then he had a down season. The same thing. They took away the run. They couldn't run the ball in the Super Bowl 57. He played great, and we all said he's arrived. And then he regressed.
How about this? Look at it like this, Joe. Say, for instance, I know you don't play video games, but say you're fighting the final boss in a video game. And the first time you fight the boss, you make a lot of mistakes and you don't win. But you have a nice little run the first time, but you don't actually win the match. So you evolve and you adapt your game and you come back and you beat the boss the second time. That's Jalen. And from that learning, from that first time, you come back the second time and you say, okay, I have to do this and this and that different. Because everybody and their mother knows that going into this season, or you should know as a quarterback, all the stuff that you did well last year, that's the first thing most defense coordinators
take away.
I get it.
I've seen this story before. There's certain quarterbacks that they win a certain way. And Jalen Hurts could go to the Hall of Fame doing this. The Eagles could win another 2 Super Bowls doing this. I don't want to rush the evolution that might exist in our brains, but not on the field.
I don't think it's being rushed. You know what I think it is? I think last year there was a conscious effort to try to get Jalen to take that next step. Can we agree with that? By the first game and the way it looked.
Right, and what happened?
He wasn't ready.
But why is he ready now?
Because he's had a year under his belt, and you have to know. The quarterback position, to me, is the one position that if you don't understand at the basics of you have to evolve every year, then you're not going to be successful.
So I guess I view it this way. It's break in glass in case of emergency. If Saquon gets hurt, if in the beginning of the season he shows us he's lost a step, then I got AJ, I got Devontae, I got Jalen, and I'll try to throw the football. But I'm coming out week one, and I'm running the ball down the Cowboys' throat until they stop it.
Damn, it's only 10:44. You already saw that?
Well,
we had a jolly moment.
Yeah, we did.
No, look at it like this. I remember when the Patriots were winning Super Bowls early on.
Yep.
Tom Brady didn't throw the ball a whole lot.
Yes.
They went out and got Corey Dillon, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
When I got Corey
Dillon. Antoine Smith and Corey Dillon, yeah.
But as Tom Brady evolved, they started to put more on his plate.
So,
and he became more of the pocket passer, the guy that threw the ball around because he recognized more. It's the natural progression of the position.
But there's not everyone's Tom Brady. I think that's where we go in separate directions.
I know, but the bottom line is this. You're right. Everybody's not Tom Brady, but every quarterback has to evolve to be successful.
But so you gave me the Tom Brady example, and it's a good one, right? It's more of a game manager, then they put it on his arm, and he became great.
Yeah.
The Seahawks tried this with Russell Wilson. They stopped winning. They won 10 games a year. They weren't bad. They stopped being a championship team once they said, Russ, it's your game. let Russ cook. Remember that whole let Russ cook? The more they let Russ cook, the less championships they competed for.
I don't think that's – I think the Tom Brady comparison works because – two things, Joe.
But who's he – if you had to say, who's he more like, Russ or Tom?
I would say
– Russ. You even – because that's obvious.
But you're beating you down.
But this is the one caveat. When you talk about Russell Wilson – and his ability to throw the ball.
Yeah.
Look at the division that he was in. Look at the division Tom Brady was in, and that's Are you going to let me finish?
Big, I don't. But what does the division have to do with anything?
Because Tom Brady thrived in a division where he was beating up on Kamada Tans every
week.
But
he also played in the playoffs against Peyton Manning
but
and beat him.
But that's not the point that
I'm
making.
Tom Brady threw 50 touchdowns.
Are you going to let me finish my point, sir? Because what I'm trying to say is this. Jalen is in a position in this division where he can evolve and adapt his game on the fly and be that guy that we saw in the Super Bowl.
Over a full season. I very high doubts about that.
I know you do.
That's why I want to run. But look,
here plead my case.
But okay, 3 years from now when Saquon's cooked, okay, then we can do this. Why, my point is, why are we rushing this?
Why? What you mean why we're rushing? We are behind schedule.
But what schedule?
As far as our quarterback and his evolution.
Who cares? We're winning the Super Bowl this way. Like, that's why. Like, it's like this like idea in our head that he has to become something different. No, he doesn't. Keep doing this.
I think he might have to.
He has to.
No, yeah. We've been to 2 Super Bowls in 4 years, yep. and most people don't think he's elite.
But that's part of the reason that things are probably going to have to change. Like, now all of a sudden, the Eagles are in your face. As the best team in the league.
They're not sneaking up on anybody.
Right.
We've had these whole conversations about what Jalen Hurts isn't for the last 3 years. And now, in one game, Jalen Hurts has dispelled that rumor.
No, he has not. He did Joe. This 2 years ago. Joe. How has he dispelled the rumor because of one football game?
Because
when 2 years ago, he had a great game in the Super Bowl.
Because
and then we went 2 years where he wasn't great again.
Because, Joe, it was the last game.
What's the last game of that season?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, this was the last game of this season, and he threw the ball all over the schoolyard. You go into this season, and you tell your quarterback, hey, man, I like the way you were able to decipher what the Kansas City Chiefs wasn't a slouch defense.
Great defense, yeah.
Wasn't a slouch defense.
Yeah, I agree.
And he picked them apart.
Right.
So what do I expect? If I saw that from Jalen in that game, what do you think I expect from Jalen next year?
You expect that all season?
Yes.
I do not.
He picked one of the better defenses apart in the NFL.
His track record says that's not
okay,
who he is.
Okay, well, you show – that's just like, say, Harper, my son. If he shows me that he can do something as far as baseball related, and he shows it to me one time, then you know what I tell him?
Mm.
I expect that from you all the time.
Well,
same thing with Jalen.
I'd love if that happened. I feel more confident that they can win running the football. That's my thing. Like it feels like we're rushing to change something that worked. It just worked to win a championship.
Not rushing. It's time to change.
Like, why would we want to change it?
Flip it, look at it like this, Joe. If this can help you out a little bit.
I'm struggling to understand
I know you are. I know you are. I'm trying to help you.
Best team in the NFL. Let's just change it. Let's change the formula that just dominated the league.
That's kind of how it happens, though.
No, it doesn't have to.
Most of the time it does.
What if I told you, Joe, the reason why we won the Super Bowl is because we changed? Because that's the truth.
So you want to go back to what wasn't working?
This is the formula. Okay, you did what was needed in the moment.
Mm.
So now, look at it the same way. You need to do what's needed in the moment.
Yeah, I agree.
This moment, our quarterback needs to evolve. You know what's funny? We're having a conversation we're kind of dancing around it, but the bottom line is this. Because as I look at this phone line, and I look at the board that lit up, and I see all the people talking about they need and all this other stuff, you don't believe in the quarterback.
I have evidence that tells me they win a certain way. And everyone, you want to ignore the evidence because you hope something will happen.
Well,
that's what I hear.
No, it's not I hope. It's what I feel that position needs at the time.
Yeah, and look, next year is going to be its own year. You say that all the time, right? Every year is its own
year. Every year is
its
own year.
We're going to find out what the 2025 Eagles need. I guess the only way I could frame it is I'm not rushing to change last year's formula until I'm forced to. And you made a good point. They changed it last year and they won. So.
Yeah.
I'm willing to go into this year say we're going to run the ball with Saquon Barkley a ton, and he's going to carry us. And if he gets hurt, or he struggles, or he loses a step, well, then I got Jalen Hurts, and we know he could perform. But I'm not rushing that transition. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
I think there's a third option here.
Okay.
And that is to keep the quality, maybe cut back a little on the quantity, And Joe, by what you're saying, you don't expect Jalen to get better. Is that what you're saying? You don't think he can?
Not that he can't get better. I absolutely believe every player can get better, especially ones that are in their 20s. My thought is they have a very specific way that they've won with him over the last 4 years. And their two best years have been more with excellent defense, running the football, and he doesn't throw it as much. That's been the formula. And I don't want to change that. That's the way I feel.
I think he can. And I think that going back to the year that he went to the Super Bowl in 2022, the next year the coordinator was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that had a lot to do with their failure that year, or their lack of success, I guess I could say. But you have to have the threat of Saquon to be able to have Jalen be successful.
Well, of course.
Which would lead me to believe that they need to run more play action. They need to get... They can't just go, let's go 50-50 run and pass. That's probably not going to work. And to Hugh's point, yes, I believe there is some kind of they're going to have to change a little bit. I don't think it's going to be a drastic change to go back to, 70-30 pass to run or 65-35 pass to run, anything like that. But there has to be some change because NFL teams adapt and,
So I hear that I guess I'm thinking, and Jeff, we preached the call. I think we're anticipating the change too much. Like, why are we letting the league dictate to us how we play? And last year, we dictated.
Because
we said, we're running the football 35 times a game. Stop it.
And now we're the hunted.
Yeah, they weren't hunted last year when they were in the title game?
But I mean, you see the ups and downs. And how, like, 22 to 23. Like, yep. You have a target on your back. And teams start to... They play you in a way that they think that, like... They try to make it so that they're dictating what you're doing.
Of course.
And I think a lot of times you see that, and that it happens successfully. Like, we're likely to take a step back at least a little bit in two of our best areas that we had from last season.
Defense?
And the running game. Probably. I mean, it was just so good.
Probably, yeah.
That the regression of the mean is likely. Like, the Eagles are going to have to find other ways to win next season. Like, they're not going to win 14 games doing the same exact thing they did last year. It's just not going to work. Their schedule's harder, and they have a target on their back.
And see, another thing, it's like, you're going to – I would imagine, I'm not offensive coordinator, but there are going to be certain plays – that were bread and butter plays mm-hmm. for you, that you're going to try to disguise them by running different formations and maybe stemming a little bit. Stemming mean when you move guys around, they might move. AJ might be on one side of the field, then they move to the left to get the matchups that they want, yep. stuff like that. They're going to be creative ways to get Saquon the football, but you're going to have to take some of that pressure off the running game by throwing the football.
That's true. And look, to expect exactly the same output, I get all that. It's probably not going to happen. I just don't want to rush it, and I still think they need Saquon to be great. 215-592-9494. All right, the Eagles are going to need Saquon Barkley to be last year's version to be great. That's what I feel. I'm not ready to change the offense. Hugh's ready to evolve. Doesn't think they need that version of Saquon. Where do you come down? All right, plus we'll get to a couple things Brian Dawkins said about this team next season, and we totally blew past Hugh's clues. That's on me.
That's Hugh's fault.
No, I'll take the blame for this one. My fault. We'll get that coming up next. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Baseball fans love the long ball, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season, because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on moonshots, you can take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or an oppo boppo, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.